Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis.
All righty, here we go. Brand new Flyers Daily for Friday, June 6, 2025. Flyers Daily presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live. My head is a little red for those watching on YouTube. I've not spent a lot of time out in the sunshine over the past 6 months. Not that there was a lot over the winter months, but had my son Evan's graduation on Wednesday. And the sun was beaming, and I am still burnt pretty good from it. So if I look a little bit like a tomato head, now you understand why. This episode, we've got some Flyers news regarding Rick Tocchet's coaching staff, and we're going to talk some goaltending. Different things to talk about. I love talking about hockey and all the intricacies of it. But the creme de la creme, the favorite thing I like talking about, is goaltending. So in this episode, we're going to feature our Flyers exit day interview with Sam Ersson. Now, Sam Ersson had a very good offseason already at the World Hockey Championship. We'll talk about that and much more. But first, let's get to the Flyers news. What news? We've got news. Who gets news in the beginning of June? Well, we've got some because the Flyers have named two assistant coaches to Rick Tocchet's staff. They announced yesterday that Yaroslav Shavosky and Jay... Could these names be any more difficult? Verratti, as assistant coaches, according to general manager Danny Briere. They will join Rick Tocchet behind the Flyers bench. Rick Tocchet said, "I'm excited to bring Yogi and Jay on board with me. I know both of them very well. They each provide a different skill set and, more importantly, a different voice, both of which I believe is crucial in not only building a coaching staff, but an entire team and how we grow together. I very much look forward to getting down to work with them again soon." So there's two of those coaches. We'll find out in time who's coaching what. You know, who's coaching the power play, who's coaching the penalty kill, who's kind of taking over Brad Shaw's role, who takes over Rocky Thompson's role. There's a lot of things here. Obviously, we know who's taking over the John Tortorella role. That's Rick Tocchet. A couple of guys on the younger side, too. When you look at Verratti, he is only 47 years of age. So, you know, he's a coach on the rise. He was with the Red Wings. Before that, he was the head coach of the Tucson Roadrunners of the AHL for 3 seasons. So he's got some head coaching experience as well. I like that. I like that a lot. Shavosky played parts of 4 seasons in the NHL with the Capitals and the Tampa Bay Lightning. He also has done some coaching, has coached with Rick Tocchet before as well. So these are all really good things. Shavosky was an assistant coach for the Vancouver Giants of the WHL from 2006 to 2014. That's a long stint. Before being named their skills coach from 14 to 18. And during his tenure as an assistant coach, the Vancouver Giants made the playoffs 7 of his 8 seasons behind the bench. So we really look forward to this. He's also coaching the American Hockey League with the Abbotsford Canucks. So how this coaching staff comes together, how it comes together with the players, how quickly the players and coaches get on the same page from what's being preached or taught or whatever worked on translates to on ice play without this thing between our ears getting in the way, our brain, for it to become reactive, for it to become instinctual. I talk about a lot of times about defensemen and having the same partner with consistency because you don't have to think about where they're going to be. You know where they're going to be. You know where that guy is going to be when you need to be bailed out because two forwards are bearing down on you and you're in a bad position with the puck. You know where you can put the puck to your partner without having to look around or think about it. Those are big elements. So we got some news there in regards to the Flyers. And as I said in the beginning, our Flyers Exit Day interview series continues with Sam Ersson. An episode a little while back, I talked about Ersson and said, I'm not giving up on him being a legitimate NHL number one goaltender. And I got some pushback from some people via email and the comment section and that, you know, in that regard. But, you know, Sam Ersson is even though he's played 110 games at this point, he still is only 25 years old. And 25 for a goaltender is younger than 25 is for a forward or a defenseman, a skater. And, you know, he was kind of rushed to the role that he's in out of necessity. We all know what happened, and Carter Hart left the team and everything's gone on. And Ersson got put into a spot that he wasn't ready for battled in that spot and had some really good stretches of play. But overall, his raw numbers, they're not good. They're not good. And they weren't good this past season. He appeared in 47 games, started 45 of them. He did have, the odd thing, he did have a record above 500, 22-17-5. He had an .883 save percentage, not good enough, and a 4.2, or excuse me, not a 4.22. His goals against average was the 3.14, all well below average. When it comes to goaltending and evaluating goaltending, you have to evaluate environment. You can't just leave out the fact that the year prior, when Erickson played in 51 games and had a 2.82 goals against average and an .890 save percentage, that he was on a team that lost Sean Walker via trade. Ristolainen got hurt, didn't play the rest of the season. Sealer was out. You have to take all those things into consideration. I know people say you're just making excuses for the goalie. The goaltending position is not as simple as see shot, stop shot. And it's not about volume of shots. It's about quality. And it's about your environment and how it has been covered or structured in plays prior to another opportunity. So those all go into play. That being said, Erickson's got to be more consistent. Last year, it seemed like he got hurt early, then he got hurt again, and he never really got his legs under him completely to take a really long run. He had one run from the end of December into February where I think he went 12-3-1, and he had like a .938 save percentage and like a 2.1 goals against average. He's really good. Now, is he capable of doing that consistently? I'm not positive yet. I don't know. I'm not ready to just chuck him out the window, though, and not find out. Again, he opened some eyes this summer playing for Team Sweden in the World Hockey Championship. He was on the Four Nations roster, played Four Nations for Sweden. He outplayed Jacob Markstrom, one of the premier goalies in the NHL, the New Jersey Devils goaltender, for Team Sweden. He went 4-0. He had a 1.16 goals against average and a .934 save percentage, including two shutouts in the World Hockey Championship tournament this year. So there's still more to go. I think a key to developing Erickson to being that number one, to find out if he can do that, is having the right partner, is having a guy that can go in there and provide you quality starts and not have to rely on Erickson to give you 58 or 60. I'd like to see him play 40 to 45 games this year. And the other starter play 40 to 45. Who is that? Is it Fedotov? Is it Kolesov? Then you're coming back with what you came back with what you had last year. It wasn't good enough. So we'll see how that plays out this offseason. But I always love talking to the goaltenders. It's a special position. The goalie union bond is strong. So here's my Flyers exit day interview conversation with Flyers goaltender Sam Erickson. It is our Flyers Daily summer exit day interview series. This is not an interview. This is a conversation. Mm. My favorite topic. Goaltending. Mm. Joining us is Flyers goaltender Sam Erickson. Sam, how are you?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Reflecting back on it was a long year. Yeah. Came with some adversity for you from injuries and trying to find that rhythm.
Yeah.
How do you reflect on the whole thing?
It's
sum all of that up in three words or less, right?
It's hard to do. I don't know. It's been, in some senses, felt like the year just flew by. In other senses, there's definitely felt like it's been a long year, like a lot of things been happening. I think, as you say, it's been a little bit with injuries and just trying to find my game on a consistent level. It's definitely been a battle. I think it's been like a lot of up and down. I think for me personally, a little bit like after the Four Nations break, I felt like I kind of took a dip. I think I was a little, you're trying to find the consistency. For me, that is the key of being not a good goaltender, but a great goaltender. You need to be consistent throughout a year. And like, I'm still learning. This is my second full year here, and obviously played a lot of games, so it's been a lot of fun in that sense. And
A lot to learn from those that workload.
Definitely, and that's kind of what I feel like. I'm still still learning everything, and I feel like I definitely think I took steps this year. Obviously, like for us, we wanted to go to the playoffs. That's your goal every year, and not going is very disappointed. And I feel like kind of when the playoffs hopes kind of slipped away there, it's a little bit. It's a very frustrating feeling. Yeah. Like that's what you're working for, and you feel like you try to do everything to get there, and we came up short this year again. So, but definitely things I feel like done good. Something I need to do better, but learning along the way.
Talk about as an athlete and as a goaltender, there's a physical effect to injury. Limitation, but there's also a mental effect in injury, because trust in the injured area, and especially for a goaltender in dealing with, we'll call them middle body injuries or groins,
yeah,
is a huge trust factor, because to have explosiveness, you have to have just unbridled trust that something's not going to go wrong there. And when you have repeats, it's incredibly difficult on the mind.
For sure, and I think that was hard this year, just kind of again having like multiple injuries in a short period of time, and you kind of, and that's kind of what I felt like when I look over the season. There's like different periods, and I feel like coming back there in December is kind of like when I had missed some time from the injury. I think I was a little bit out of where I wanted to be with my game, and I had a stretch of 5 to 6 games where I wasn't too happy with the way I was playing, and then came the Christmas break. You kind of got a little mm-hmm. time to reset, get your mind in the right spot, and I think I did like put myself back where I want to the level where I want to play, and I think kind of held that up until the four nations break and a couple games after that, and then obviously again kind of found myself a little bit in a slump with my game. And again, I like, that's the biggest thing for me, I think, is trying to find ways. How do you get out of those slumps as quickly?
How do you avoid it?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Like, and I think avoiding, you're gonna have stretches throughout a long year. You play a lot of games where you're not playing exactly where you want it. But what I think, looking around the league on the great goaltenders, I think they find a way to bounce back quickly.
Yeah, not let one turn into two turn into three.
Exactly. So, yeah. And that's kind of what you're trying to build on here. Like, you're trying to find keys into your game, your mental game, your game on the ice. How do you adjust those things as quickly as possible?
You're a guy that's in tune with the mental stuff. It's something we talked about when you came back for camp this year. I asked the first thing you worked on in the offseason, and you said the mental game.
Yeah.
It wasn't a new post integration or double seal or anything like that. It was the mental game. And you're going to go back to that, I imagine.
Yeah, 100%. And again, like with this year, you got another year of experience in the book. And I think that helps a lot. It's tough going through a season like this where you feel like you wanted more out of the year, but what you gained is experience.
Yeah.
And if you put that into work in the right way, that's gonna help you a lot down the line, because you cannot experience, you have to, again, you have to
go through it.
Yes,
yeah.
it's the only way. So I think that's turn this into something good down the line.
Your recall is pretty amazing. You had that the stretch you mentioned just after Christmas, which began on the 28th out in Anaheim, all the way through to that Pittsburgh game, a couple games after the Four Nations, where you play for your country. 16 games played, a record of 11-4-1 at 920 save percentage. Gaudy has a big number in today's game, 920. So that recall, it's pretty fascinating that you nailed it dead on as you've reassessed an entire season. Let me ask you about today's NHL, because I've never been a big fan of judging goaltending performances on the amount of saves in a game, because not all shots are created equal. And the league is more about quality than quantity than it's ever been. They just don't throw the cookies at the net anymore to play pitch and catch. They want to get you moving laterally. They want to put layered screens on your rebounds, tips. Not having some of those easier shots to deal with, how's that a challenge in feeling the game?
I think the biggest challenge is that you're trying to stay, you want to be involved in the game. That's kind of when you get into the flow of things and you can kind of stop thinking.
What touches.
Yes. So obviously one of the challenges when you don't see a lot of action is that it's easy for your mind to kind of start to wander, and you're trying to find the right mental space. And then that is easier, obviously, if you have a higher workload.
It's like you drift. You're like, I'm on the ice. Am I in the game?
Exactly. And you're standing and waiting, and you're waiting and waiting instead of just playing and reacting. So, but that, I think, again, something I think we do as a team, we have built an identity of like how guys, the whole team, like putting the body on the line and blocking a lot of shots. And I think with that is we don't allow as many shots as some other teams.
You get three shot periods.
Exactly. So, but with that is, again, the biggest thing for me, like, when I think you want to be a winning goaltender, and how can you be a winning goaltender? What is the keys for that? That's making the right save at the right time.
Moments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Key saves. And that can be the difference of, you see it all the time. You make a big stop, the team goes down, and we score a big goal.
That's two for goal. I call those two
for.
Exactly. You prevented one, and you got one.
Exactly. And that can be maybe that starts the ball, and then all of a sudden, we score 1, 2, 3 goals. So you never know, like, but those key moments in a game. And I think looking on the year, the things I think, even in that stretch where I felt like I played good, and also a little bit earlier in the year, sometimes you might let in some goals and you're not seeing a ton of action, but you're making the big stops.
Yeah.
I some of the games that I can be most proud of is kind of, I don't forget when we played Columbus at home. I remember, and I didn't necessarily have a great game, but as I felt like when the team needed it, it was late in the game, made some big saves, going into overtime, having some big saves, and we ended up winning that game. And those are the games that sometimes you feel the best about, because you had to deal with the adversity of not playing great throughout the game, but stepping up when the team needs it.
Is that the five? Was that at home? Oh, 5-4 overtime.
5-4 overtime.
Right before Christmas, 21st. It was in overtime, 63-12 that you played. You only saw 21 shots.
Yes.
That's crazy. You played Columbus a little earlier in Columbus, and you only saw 18 shots.
Yes.
That's not easy. You put all that gear on for a reason, like get me to puck.
Yeah, a little bit like that. But I think that for me is also like it's a great challenge.
Yeah.
How do I meet that challenge of finding a way to stay engaged and coming up with those saves when the team needs it?
Yeah, sometimes it's not the save, it's when the save happened.
Yes.
The moment in the game to swing momentum and all of those things. You obviously played in four nations. You're going to go over and play for Team Sweden in Worlds.
Hopefully.
Another crack to play for your country and put that jersey on. It's in Sweden. What'd you learn from four nations? You played really well in that game. You played too.
Yeah, obviously that was very cool to get.
You should have been the number one star of that game. I was.
It would have been nice. It would have been nice. But I think just for me, that's obviously on that stage where it's best on best, and you get a chance to play, and you feel like you play good, you win a game, and you feel like it definitely gives you confidence that you can play on that level on that type of stage and do it in a good way. So obviously for me it's good as well, just going into building on the years ahead here, there will be Olympics, and you'll see more tournaments of best on best, and obviously that's something you want to be a part of. So I think it's was important for me too to kind of get to show the coaches and the management and on Team Sweden like I want to play in those tournaments
and who you are on and off the ice too.
Exactly, that too,
and get to see guys like your country, like Linus Allmark,
yeah,
and those guys too, to see what they're doing, talk with them, and you can take so much away from that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So important. What's the plan for the summers to decompress?
I think just obviously you need
Swedish meatballs.
A lot of Swedish meatballs. A lot of Swedish food overall.
Yeah.
Just gonna be gobbling all the delicacies from back home. But no, yes, I think just take some time to relax a little bit, let the body and mind rest, and then I think you're very hungry after. You want more. I want to be better. I want to win more games. I want to take steps in my game. And I know for me to do that, I need to have a good summer under my belt and prepare both body and mind.
It's a great. It's what you do with the adversity when you deal with it going forward. If you want to just dwell on it, you're going to fail in the future. If you learn from it and don't, then you tend not to repeat it, which is very important.
Exactly.
I appreciate it, Sam. As always, I love talking goaltending. It's the greatest position in the world. It's the most important position in sports.
Exactly.
All the football people will tell me, mm-hmm. It's a quarterback who leaves the field of play half the time. Yeah,
exactly.
Are you kidding me? It's not even close. Thanks for doing this. Have a great summer, and we'll talk in the fall.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks to Sam Harrison for once again giving up a lot of time to discuss the position of goaltending and his thoughts and on it. And I just love talking to him. He's a really good guy and a really kind of laid-back guy. He's not particularly weird for a goaltender. He's a pretty normal guy. So I love talking to him, and can't wait till he's back here in the fall and get back after for another training camp of Flyers hockey. We got a lot to happen between now and then. Got a draft coming up in a couple of weeks. We've got NHL free agency. There's a lot that's going to go on, so we'll see where it all goes. But thanks to Sam Harrison for joining us, and thanks to you for joining us. I want everybody to have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday with Bill Melter. We'll have a Mondays with Melter episode. So join us then on a brand new Flyers Daily.